Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to do a commentary on day 83. I'll read the verse again. It says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock." And that is from Psalm 27, 5. I had underlined in that verse, day of trouble. And I remember as a new Christian thinking that once I made that decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of Jesus Christ, then that would be happily ever after. And I was sorely disappointed when I realized that it was going to be sometimes even harder, because as they told me later, it said I had done an about face. I used to be walking, you know, in the same stream as the evil one, and when I did an about face, he was angry, and I was going to get some attacks like I had never gotten attacked before. And so, it scared me at first. I was like, no, you know, I don't want to. But I didn't realize that once I made the decision to follow Jesus no matter what, once I said to him, "You are my Savior, you are my Lord, I surrender to you," his Spirit has been placed in me. And it's that Spirit that gives me the power to fight anything. It's not me fighting, it's him fighting, you know. He fights for me. And so the day of trouble is a rotating reality in this lifetime. It's going to keep coming back. And in fact, it's not only in my lifetime, it's in the lifetime of any believer. And even Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16, He starts writing, he says, "Do not be surprised at the painful trial you are going through as if something strange were happening to you, you know, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ." You know, and that is it. Is if I am walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, believe me, I will also suffer. And sometimes the suffering is very, very painful. There is a day of trouble. But as Peter has said too, I can help diffuse some of that pain by not being surprised at it. You know, if I'm always shocked, like, whoa, you know, where did that come from? Or where did that thought come from? Or how did this happen? Or why am I going through that? Then, I'm going to be weakened. But if I realize that, yep, it's just one of those cycles, such as life. But even, you know, all over in the Bible, it says that, you know, I love it, and even in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you know, it talks about, you know, that my body can be wasting away, but my mind is renewed day by day, and I don't have to worry about it, you know, that God will take it. He takes everything and works it for the good. You know, the thing about a trial is that it is just a future victory. And so when a trial comes, it's going to come, but guess what? The victory is following right behind it as I keep my mind and heart on him. And these trials that I have, or these troubles that I have, sometimes they're physical and sometimes they are emotional. But the thing is that they are designed against my spiritual life. It's what what the evil one works on, you know, whether it's a physical attack or whether it's an emotional attack. It's designed to try to, you know, poke holes into my spiritual life. And that's why I have to get that equipment going. I remember my daughter told me about, she came home one time from church and said, you know, and the pastor was so funny. He said, you know, he was talking in terms of how, you know, we are in spiritual warfare, you know, and he talks about, you know, having loaded weapons. You know, we don't sit around, and I even know that, you know, I cannot be sitting around trying to put bullets in my gun if, you know, I'm in the war, I have to have it loaded. And so that's what the whole thing about having my mind equipped with the Word of God, because I never know when the enemy is going to come out. I remember one of my favorite readings when I was getting abstinent. I used to read a little book that was in the 12-step rooms. It was called The 24 Hours a Day. And one of the readings in there talked about how you have you're clean and you're doing well and you're walking around and things are fine and it's a nice sunshiny day. I remember that was one of the phrases, a nice sunshiny day, and you're walking down the street and boom, the thought to pick up comes into your mind, you know, like out of nowhere, like boom, there it is, you know. And it was like, I was so grateful I had read that, because when it came, I was prepared. It was like, oh yeah, this is what they're talking about. I have no idea why that thought came, but guess what? I don't have to act on it. And it's the same sort of a thing that I know about the suffering. You know, that yes, it's going to happen, but guess what? You know, the Lord is with me. He says he never, never leave for me. He knows what is going down, and he is standing guard. And not only that, I like that verse in 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it says, no temptation or no trial, you know, has overtaken me except what is common. That means somebody else has gone through it, okay? And he said, except what is common to man. And it says that God is faithful. He will not let me be tempted beyond what I can bear. But when I am tempted, he will always provide a way out so that I can stand up under it. And lately, when I have gone through hard times, I have just said, whoops, let me stop a minute. Lord, there is a way out of this today. Help me to open my eyes so that I can see it. And let me put my focus on that so that I'm standing strong. I can be working on the solution and not focusing, you know, on the pain and the problem, you know, and to keep going. On that verse it says, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. And I have certainly experienced that sheltering place of being the mother of four children and now two grandchildren and one on the way. I'm telling you, the challenge on ground for me has definitely been my children. It's just been this love that I can't explain what it is. I guess it's the way the Lord has made us, that when he gives the children that they need protection, particularly when they're little babies, that he puts this great love for them in our hearts. And the thing is that love goes for a lifetime, because all my kids, my children are all, you know, past the age of accountability. You know, they're adults now by any stretch of the imagination. My youngest is 20, you know, my oldest is 33. And so that I have to keep in mind, you know, that the Lord has placed that love, you know, in my heart for them. And so I have had great pain. I can remember one child that who is now in the rooms of recovery, but when she was out there, boy, there would be some nights I would wake up and I had an inkling of what she was doing. But now that she's in recovery, she tells me little pieces of things that she has done. I thought to myself, Lord, you really protected me, because I thought she was, you know, I thought things were bad, but boy, I realized that they were real bad, you know. And yet, there were times when I would wake up and I would feel like I could not sleep. And I would sit up and then I started praying, and the Lord would bring back some remembrance in my mind that the battle was not mine, it was his, and that I needed to just pray and go back to sleep. And I could do it. It was like unbelievable to me that I could sleep like a baby knowing all the other stuff that was going on. And the same thing about physical illness. Five years ago when I had this with these adhesions and was in the hospital for about a month, and just at one point so hooked up on stuff, coming out down to my stomach and through my nose and, all the other stuff that goes along with it, just really, really in pain. And realizing that it was the Word of God that got me through, that it was even the medication wasn't working at night. And so I got the idea, again, the Lord placing it in my heart. I remember when I got the idea, I was like, I wonder if I could get the Bible, and if I listened to the Bible. And I was so excited. I remember I told my daughter, I said, please bring me my Bible. Bring me my Bible on CD. And I decided I'd put that Bible on CD so that it could just repeat over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, at night when I would wake up in pain, and then I would hear it playing, and I would listen for a while, and then I would just go right back to sleep. And that was just how I made it through. And that's how I make it through now. Even when I have to go through tests, when I have to go through any kind of test or stuff that's really, really hard, I either get it on MP3 or I love those little Go Bibles that they have. Now, if you don't have a Go Bible, you can get one for as little as $100. And let me tell you, it's the best $100 that you will ever spend. What it is that it's a little device about the size of your palm that has the whole Bible, audio Bible on it. It's there. And you can put it in your purse. You can get, earphones to it. It has, a little LCD. You can see the verses that you need and whatever. And they have them now that you can actually see the word as it's being read to you on it. But I find that, please, I don't go anywhere that I don't take the Bible with me. Either I take my Bible with me, or I take one of those little MP3s, or I take my Go Bible with me, because I never know when I need it. I never know when my mind is going to be so off that I can't even think. I mean, I get that. I mean, I talk about the attacks. That's what it is, it's just an attack, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, and I just know I go through the motions. Just like in the morning, sometimes I wake up and I'm attacked, and I have learned to go through the motions. Someone on the loop had asked about the quiet times and what you do. I dare not go out into the world without taking some time with the Lord, because it's just the attacks are vicious at times, and His word is powerful. And like it says in that Psalm 27:5, He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle, and He sets me high on a rock. His word, I think, I was thinking about this today, about high on a rock, because how I think affects how I feel, and how I feel affects how I act, and how I act affects how I live, and how I live can impact the lives of others. And for this, I will be held accountable for when Christ returns. And so my thinking is really, really important. And so that's why the Bible even says this in Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I renew my mind each time that I pick up the Word of God. And so I pick up the Word of God, I think about it, I think about how I'm going to apply it, I memorize it sometimes. So I choose to stay in the Word of God, and there's so many ways to stay in the Word of God. I can hear it sung, I can read it, I can hear it preached, I can see it lived. I love it when I see it lived. I see it lived in your lives. I love reading your shares, on the loop. And when I get to see you in action, I love that, because I know that the same spirit that lives in you lives in me, and it makes it real for me when I see it in you. And I'll just say one other thing. In the reading, it says in the next to the last paragraph, what force in this world is greater than the spirit of Jesus who lives in my heart? I am so grateful that those are not just empty words, that those are the truth. That's the truth. Because I made that decision. I made that decision to make Jesus Christ my higher power. I made that decision. I'm no longer playing house. It was like, I remember when my husband and I were dating, you know, and we would sit sometimes and we would think about, oh, what would it be like when we get married, or if we got married, and if we had children, and blah, 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 and whatever, 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 you know, and it was fun, you know, to sit and think about it, and to, you know, act as if, you know, sort of a thing. But it was different once we made that decision. When we came, and we came before the world, and we said that, you know, that we are man and wife. We are coming together. We want you to witness this, that this is true. Then the same thing happened when I came to Jesus. I came before the world, and I said, you know, I'm not ashamed of him anymore. He is mine, and I am his, you know, and he is my Lord, you know. And at the moment that happened, you know, his spirit was placed in me, and I like it. Like Jesus says, you know, he says this in Luke 4:18-19, about the spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. So I have been anointed, and so has each one of you, my brothers and my sisters. When you made that decision, the Lord anointed you, and he's sending you into the world. And I am grateful to be a part of your world so that I can also be a part of your gift. But I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to ask our shepherd if she would share on this reading.